Daniel 6, Day 2, Loyalty to Darius Alone Decreed. From Prophets and Psalms, they deliberated about worshiping the Lord and concluded that they should be worshipped in place of the Lord. Then the presidents and princes were seeking to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no occasion or corruption, because he was faithful. Neither was there any fault or corruption found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princes burst in before the king and said thus to him, "Darius, O king, live for ages. All the presidents of the kingdom, the dukes and the princes, the chancellors and the governors have consulted together to raise up a royal statute and to make a binding decree with authority that whoever shall seek a petition from any god or man for 30 days, except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and inscribe the writing, so that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away." Therefore King Darius inscribed the writing and the decree. Arcana Celestia 10412. That the king of Babel did indeed command that he should be worshipped as a god is evident in Daniel 6. By Babel are meant those who are holy in externals, but profane in internals, thus those who use the holy things of the church as means, so that they themselves may be worshipped as gods. All those who are desirous of rising to dignities above others, and to wealth above others as ends, by the holy things of the church as means, also do this. True Christian Religion 292. This commandment, "There shall be no other God in my presence," means also in the natural sense that no man, dead or living, should be worshipped as a god. This too was done in Asia and in various surrounding countries. Many of the gods of the heathen were simply men, as Baal, Ashtaroth, Chemosh, Milcom, Beelzebub, and at Athens and Rome, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, Pluto, Apollo, Pallas, and so forth. Some of these were worshipped first as saints, then as divinities, and finally as gods. That they also worshipped living men as gods appears from the edict of Darius the Mede, that for 30 days no man should ask anything from God, but from the king only. Otherwise he should be cast into a den of lions. Apocalypse Explained, 10:29, Section 9. The Babylonish idolatry is described in Daniel by the statute that Darius the Mede decreed, that no one should ask any petition from any god or from any man, but from the king, and that whoever should ask anything from God or from man within 30 days should be cast into a den of lions. By this statute, Babel, or Babylon, is depicted as to dominion over holy things, and the assumption of divine authority, and the destruction of such is described by all who persuaded Darius to make that statute, being cast into the den of lions and devoured. Apocalypse Explained 357. The Medes here signify those who make nothing of the truths and goods of heaven and the church. Questions and points for discussion. How might we assume divine authority like Darius the Mede? What influences have we experienced that are like the presidents of the kingdom, the dukes and the princes, the chancellors and the governors, urging us to do stupid things? Have we ever acted like the presidents of the kingdom, the dukes and the princes, the chancellors and the governors ourselves? How does the meaning of the name Daniel, "God is my judge," fit with this portion of the story? When do we try to displace the Lord as our judge?